Dan Ryan walks slowly and pauses often on a quiet street in North Buffalo. It's starting to drizzle on this recent evening, which makes his full Scottish dress seem all the more appropriate.
Typically, I would just would practice in the backyard, but I don't know, you're shut in the house so much, and there's no better tool for social distancing than a bagpipe, because no one wants to get too close to you.
Ryan is director of veteran services at the University of Buffalo and a member of the Erie County Sheriff's Pipes and Drums Unit. He started venturing out from his backyard to play for neighbors a couple of weeks ago.
From there, people started asking, oh, can you come out this way or can you come out that way?
Ryan is now fielding requests from across the city and beyond. And last weekend, he helped fulfill a very special one from Make-A-Wish of Western New York.
Maddie was just so excited. When she walked outside, she said, I'm speechless.
Cheryl Unger is director of program services for the regional Make-A-Wish, the national nonprofit that grants wishes to children diagnosed with critical illnesses. Madison in Akron, who was living with a critical heart defect, had wished to go to Scotland, and she was supposed to leave on her trip over the weekend.
She was going to be visiting her sister, who was doing a semester of schooling there. She wanted to visit the ancestral castle and just learn to play the bagpipes and maybe do some archery. She was very excited.
Madison's trip is, of course, postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. So Ryan and other members of the Pipes and Drums brought a little bit of Scotland to her.
The group performed four Scottish songs, gave her a pin to be an honorary member of their group in one of the traditional Scottish hats, and Maddie danced a jig along to the music, and just her mother said she couldn't stop talking about it the whole day.
Unger says Make-A-Wish had to push back all of its travel wishes and anything involving a large gathering until at least May 31st. But the organization is still granting some gift wishes during the pandemic.
We have some computer wishes in the works, a room makeover. We're working on a play set and getting some of the preliminary work done for some above ground swimming pool wishes to happen. So, you know, we're definitely working on wishes and still able to bring some joy to the children.
Meanwhile, Ryan says he's happy to keep taking requests from Buffalonians who might just need a break from the monotony of staying home.
Honestly, I'll try to do as many as I can. And if it provides them a little diversion and it gives me the chance to keep practicing, then it's a win for everybody.
Ryan's also played at a nursing home and for a friend recovering from COVID-19. And he urges Buffalo to remember, we're going to get through this.
There'll be light at the end of the tunnel and we'll come out of it. We just gotta, you know, there's some sacrifice now and, you know, that will help us get through it faster.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.